too old and creaky to do. And so, I think it's good at a ton of momentum.
Yeah, that indeed sounds promising. And I have two other questions for you. Number one, what will New York look like if you are indeed successful in pulling? How will the city be affected? And also, how are you going to continue to bring this message to the university?
Well, first of all, you know, the city will be affected, I think, in a pretty big way. You know, we're working in solidarity with New York City Communities for Change in trying to pressure Chase. A couple of other smaller municipalities have moved their money out of Chase. And I think, you know, we can really send a message to the city, to banks. If we can get NYU, which is a big, powerful, famous institution, to move its money, then that really sort of shows that the tide of opinion is swinging pretty decisively against these, like, completely inexcusable banking practices. So, I think that makes a big win. It means that a lot more families are going to get what's called principal modification, where they have to pay quite a bit less than they would have to otherwise, which means that they're not going to get foreclosed on, makes housing much more affordable, and it really recognizes housing as a human right. So I see this as really, like, a key struggle in showing that the city is about, you know, human rights, about housing, about human needs, and not about incredibly wealthy people racking up their profits.
Well, that's what's been happening. Well, thank you very much for joining us on Occupy Wall Street Radio, Daniel Cohen. Good luck with your efforts to get J.P. Morgan out of NYU, and good luck with your continued activism efforts as well.
Thanks so much, and thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome, and we'll look forward to keeping up with what's going on. You can learn more by visiting your website, NYU4TUMBLR.com. Again, that's NYU4TUMBLR.com. Thank you very much for listening to Occupy Wall Street Radio. This show is on Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7 p.m., and stay tuned next for Them Hacker Guys.